6 foot tall, I would say. Kendra Troxell is a junior. Maddie Wagner is a senior. Callie Cooper is a junior. And Riley Forney Short is a senior. So Elena Clover, Kendra Troxell, Maddie Wagner, Callie Cooper, and Riley Forney for the Raiders. Johnson Brock, 10-2, coming into this ball game this afternoon here against the Raiders. We've got Johnson County Central in action right now in the B division over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, taking on BDS. At last report I had from over there, BDS was leading in that game. That was at halftime, 25-22. They started about a half hour after we did here today at the Beatrice City Auditorium. So that's what we've got. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and tip off this A-Division Girls semifinal action coming up in 2 minutes on PPNC.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracks. Track 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Track 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppe Realty and Farm Management.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the teams are over, huddled up with our coaches here as we get ready to do the starting lineups and such for the ball game between Johnson Brock and the Southern High Raiders. I have not had a chance to see either one of these teams play so far this year, but we'll see more as we go through the season, at least the Johnson Brock Eagles more often. Tomorrow night they're going to honor the Sacred Heart Championship team out of the Vedekas tournament from, I don't know, the paper, I believe it was 2007. Is that right? Yeah, Sacred Heart Championship 2007. They'll be honored tomorrow night at halftime of that girls' championship game. So Irish fan will be here to see that. Last year, the St. Aaron girls won the Vedekas tournament in the A division. Parkview Cruz was the A division champion of the boys' side last year. Palmyra was the B champion last year. Wymore Southern was the B champion in 2021. St. Aaron will try and have a chance to repeat if they can pick up another win tomorrow night. Everybody introduced here. See the next team make its way in the door out there. Not sure who it is. might be the Irish. They're out there in the hallway. It's kind of dark. Can't see who everybody is. Yeah, no, I know it is the Irish. There they come. Spotted somebody I know, so the Irish boys are here. They're going to try in the semifinals later tonight. Here they go, Johnson Park going right to left to start the ball game. It will be Karen Ottman, a jumpy boy in there. Yes, Kelly Cooper, I believe. Here's the tip, and it belongs to the Raiders to start the ball game here this evening. They go left to right to south bucket. Zoning up, it looks like, is Johnson Brock here. Start the ball game. Raiders throw the ball around the perimeter, side to side. Now back to the middle to Maddie Wagner. And out on the right wing, the three ball put up is no good by Consul. And the rebound is grabbed up by Ottman. To the front, down in the corner, Behrens back out top. Swing the ball around for Audrey Sanford. They are doubling on the inside against Tara Ottman, the freshman. Now the free throw line wide open jumper up there is no good, and the Raiders get the rebound off the Sanford miss. Cooper drives in and can't finish. Rebound is grabbed there by Behrens for the Eagles. To the front for a traveling call, and Hallie Rasmussen couldn't get the feet planted. And traveling violation will be called. So now the inbound of the backcourt. There are the visitors on the scoreboard dressed in the black uniforms here today. Out to the top of the basketball. They play catch with it out there. Elena Clover with it. Passes off. Now gets it right back. For a few minutes, 32. Maddie Wagner out top. Off the right side to Troxel. Back to the left side. Johnson Brock again receiving his own here. The three-pointer came out of the rim, goes good. The rebound is grabbed up by the Eagles by Knippelmeyer. Shot was put up down there on that far end by Colbert. Now a steal by the Raiders. Ahead to Callie Cooper, driving in. Stops on the right block, shoots short, no good. Rebound out of bounds. The Eagles touch it last or had it when they stepped out. One of those two situations happening. Minute 45 gone by, no score yet in this one. Bring it in the middle for Clover. Dribble it down, puts it up, and in. And that bucket good for Maddie Wagner. First 2 points of the ball game go to the Raiders. Come back the other way, and a jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound, put back up and in by Behrens. So Behrens will tie the ball game up at two apiece. Here come the Raiders to the front with the basketball. Wagner passes off, gets it right back. Now skip the ball over to the far side there for Clover. Now working around again. Oh, they've got two girls with glasses on. Here's a three ball up, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Ottman again. She'll bring it herself. Cooper cuts her off over to the left side for Knippelmeyer, and we've got a foul against the Raiders. Foul going to be called here on Cooper, Callie's first, team number one of the ball game. Out of the game goes Hallie Rasmussen for the Eagles. Back into the contest, Brooklyn are in for the first time, 5A freshman Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Young squad here for Johnson Brock. Faking the three, Sanford gives the ball on the baseline. Now back to the free throw line. Open jumper, no good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound brought down by Sanford. Now out for three, Knippelmeyer and the Sanford. And the bank is open. And the lead goes to the Eagles now, 5-2. At the other end, Cooper driving in. Cooper is cut off. And she will be fouled. The foul will go on Brooklyn Behrens. Her first, team foul number two on Johnson Brock. I put one on the wrong side here. Here's a three-pointer up, too strong from the right elbow. Rebound to Johnson Brock. Shot was put up there by Troxel. Driving it up with the basketball will be Knippelmeyer. And now back out top. Buckmeyer with it. Passes off, gets it right back. Against the zone of the Raiders. Here's a shot, three ball up, no good. Barron has a rebound. She got hit pretty good in midair, and a foul will be called on Paulina Clover. Her first team foul, number two. Inbounding the Eagles to the top, standing on a three-point lineup. No good by Knippelmeyer. Cooper with the rebound, on the run for the Raiders. Spins in, dishes it back out top. And now to the left side, three-pointer on the way. No good, rebounded by the Raiders. I think that was Wagner that put that up. Here's Cooper for three. Get it out, no good. The rebound going down to Buckmeyer. Up and down the floor we go in this one with the ball on the right side, Sanford inside to Ottoman. And now with the ball around the perimeter and down to the left side, Barron, no. Ball up, no good, but a foul will put Ottoman at the free throw line. Taryn with her third rebound. She'll go to the line here to shoot a pair. Foul is going to go on Maddie. That'll be her first. Team foul number three. And the free throw is up. And no good by Auburn. She'll get another one here. Johnson Brock bringing Chloe Weiss in, a 5'5 freshman. Out comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer. All right, at the line. Ottman ready. Free throw up. And off the back iron. No good. Barron corrals the rebound, gives it up to her teammate there, Sanford. Audrey works the ball around and a bounce pass to the left elbow. Skip it across the top and down in the corner, back to the top right side, and now top of the key with it. The Knippelmeyer, ball loose, picked up by Sanford, dribbled out of trouble, ball over to the midside, and now to the left side wing, shot up, no, by Weiss. Push on the rebound, going to call her maybe on Barron, if it is, and it is. That I've got her for two already. I said it's only two team fouls, so I'm not sure who I'm missing here one on. Barron will come out of the ball game, replaced in the Eagle lineup by Hallie Rasmussen again. So pressure shown now by the Eagles, up 5-2. To the front court, Wagner. Giving the ball away there. Handling the ball now. He's probably 40 short. Back out top. And it's Pruitt. Short wasn't ready for it. It goes off her hands out of bounds. And Johnson Brock Eagles get it back with 3:05 to go in the first quarter, leading 5-2. A lot of action, not a lot of scoring here so far in this ball game. Off the floor, right side, Rasmussen. Swinging around the left side, now they lob it for the inside, and it's off the brick wall, out of bounds. It will be Raider ball with 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Cut off the floor, the Raiders have the basketball to the front court. They go all the way in, stripped of the ball, picked up by a teammate there. Shooting, missing, is forward, but a whistle and a foul will put her at the line to shoot two. Foul on Taryn Ottman, her first foul. And now to the free throw line will be Clover. Sets, fires, got it. 5-3 our score with the free throw. Johnson Brock with the lead. Second one coming up here. Ready, up, got it again, nailed them both. And it's 5-4, Johnson Brock 5-1. To the front court of the basketball are the Eagles. Knippelmeyer with it, holds it, now stolen away by Cooper. Got the ball out of there and out of a guard. And here come the Raiders looking for a lead here. Driving in, and Ottoman blocked it away, but Cooper grabs it up and puts it in. 6-5, now the lead back to the Raiders. Over the top, and too tall, but recovered before it goes out of bounds on the far side by Weiss. Here's a three-pointer from the left side of the circle, up, no good by Knippelmeyer. Ball caroms off the rim, away from everybody, out of bounds on the near side, the west side of the floor, here in the Beatrice City Auditorium. So the second free throw, excuse me, inbound, sorry, coming in here with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. the floor with the basketball. Raiders to a double team. Throw it down underneath, back and in. Turn around on the glass, good by Culver. And it's out 8-5. Raider basketball lead 8-5. Johnson Brock with it. Bounce pass down to Ottoman. And the ball is kicked. That saved the Eagles that time as the ball was kicked by Wegner. Otherwise, it was going to be a turnover. The ball will be inbounded. Out top with it. It goes there to Knippelmeyer. And the shot is up, and it is 2 points. Again, Knippelmeyer with the bucket. Here we go, 8-7 now. Got the Brock down a point. Minute 20 to go with the ball. Maddie Wegner take it inside. Double team. Kick it back out to the top. Now to Troxel. Works from the right to the left. Holding it. Looking. Drilling around. Now skip it over the top to the far side to Wegner again. Wegner in the corner there for 20 short. And now inside the ball goes. With it. Double team. Getting back out of there. And an 18-footer on the way. On the rim won't go by Wegner, and a foul on the rebound. Who did we get this time? Cooper had the offensive rebound, but a foul is going to be called on the Eagles on Terran Ottman for second. Team foul number 4. Ottman will sit. Here comes Natalie Clark, a 5'8 freshman. Well, this Eagles team is loaded with young freshmen. Bring the ball in. Cooper's got it out top. Drilling into the free throw area, now backs out beyond the arc, hands the ball across the floor now to Wegner. Over to the far side, the near side, short with it, dribbles against the man-to-man defense, looking down in the corner, gets it down there to Wegner, back out to the top, swinging around to Crockwell, excuse me, that is going to be around the perimeter, and now in the corner again for Clover. And knocked out of out by the Eagles with 16 seconds to go in the first. 8-7, Southern with the lead. Southern brings it in. Troxel got it, passed it back, got it right back. Court over right in the face, knocks the glasses off of one of the Raiders. That was off the 40 short. And at the other end, the Eagles turn it over. Cooper in traffic, and that ends the first quarter. Southern 8, Johnson Brock 7. We are back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go in the second quarter here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Our girls game, the first of the day. Second girls game today, second semifinal here. Johnson Brock trailing the Southern Raiders by one after one period. So, Raiders on defense, and the Irish go to the last game of the next game. The Eagles get the basketball up to the front court. Knippelmeyer with it over the right side. A long three on the rim, no good by Sanford. Rebound grabbed up underneath the Raiders, and they'll fire it ahead up the floor. Battered away by Johnson Brock, and hot potato, and a Southern Raider there fall down. That was 40 short. Lost the ball out of bounds. It belongs to Johnson Brock. So up the floor we come the other way now with the basketball. Natalie Knippelmeyer with it, and spinning, lost her balance. Call for traveling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 freshmen of the 15 players on the Johnson-Brock varsity lineup. In the front court, Cooper off to the right side. Now to Troxel. Troxel with the basketball. There's more freshmen. Same amount of freshmen for Johnson-Brock as Southern has on their roster today. Inside, rebound, grab by Southern. But a held ball, the rebound grabbed up there by Clover. And the already in possession will stay on the Southern end. At the top basket, actually. The ball comes in, out to the top, now to Troxel. Troxel works, passes off, gives the ball up, and now the ball near midcourt, and they'll give it to Cooper, and we'll reset the offense with Maddie Wagner out front. Senior off the left side, gets it right back. To try the right side to Troxel, pass it inside, pass is deflected, and now off the foot of a Raider, out of bounds it goes. Right in front of the Raider bench. So again, Johnson-Brock looking for a lead here. We've had one tie and a pair of lead changes in the first quarter. Now here we go, Johnson-Brock ball. They have not scored for a while. To the front court, with it. Down in the right corner. Ball up, no good by Rasmussen. Rebound coming back to her. We got a foul on the rebound on Southern. Foul on Kelly Cooper will be her second. Team foul number four. A lob into the top with it. Sanford. Audrey dribbles. Across the right side of the floor. Gets it right back against the zone of Southern. Sanford three ball. Too strong. Rebound. Clock four. Batted around. And finally Cooper ends up with it. Cooper ahead to Troxel to the front court. Off the left side now to 40 Short. Play catch with it. Short over there again with the basketball. Drilling around, looking. Out to the top again. Troxel will try the right side. Trying to post up low down there. Cooper at the high post. Takes it down the lane. Up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound on the run. Here come the Eagles. That will be Knippelmeyer with it. Hands the ball off now to Buckmeyer, and she'll fire. No. Rebound on the deck. Sanford got it. Pushes it out of there to a teammate. And now back to Rasmussen, who's in there again. Hallie with it. Bounce to the baseline, and a push foul from behind. I believe that's going to be on Riley Forney Short. 32. It's on Maddie Wagner. Her second. 32, not 42. Okay, five team fouls. Bring the ball to the right block. That two-point up and good. 2 points for Rasmussen, and the Eagles lead it 9-8, our third lead change of the ball game. Back to the top we go. Maddie Wagner will hold it to Cooper in the circle. Back out come right side Troxel. She'll dribble around the perimeter of the defense. Now pass it off for Forney Short. Back to Troxel. They play catch out top. High post to Cooper. Dribbles right back to Troxel for three. Too strong. Rebound. Cooper forces her way in there. No foul on the foul on the putback attempt. And the ball's out of bounds, and it will belong to Johnson-Brock. 9-8 Eagles. Both coaches kind of pacing here, kind of going, what's going on? We can't get the ball to go in the hole. Jeff Murphy, the head coach for Southern. And Mitchell Atkinson, the coach. Back to the middle it goes to Hallie Rasmussen. Left corner, 18-footer, no good on the baseline. Offensive rebound, no good for Sanford. First shot put up there by Knippelmeyer. Pushed the other way, back out top, and around it goes to 40 on the left side. Passes off, gets it right back. Halfway through, quarter number two. Cooper at the circle, dribbles right, dishes off. Three-pointer, off the mark, missed everything. Ball saved inbound and coming up the floor with it, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will give the ball off to Audrey Sanford. Now back to the left corner for three. Up and way strong, no good by Rasmussen. Rebound put back, no good. Another rebound by the Eagles. put up that time by Sanford, and the rebound two. There's on the run the other way. Now they'll slow it down. We have a foul call coming up the floor. Foul will go against Brooklyn Hultmeyer, her first. Team foul number five. Even there, five team fouls apiece. Out for Johnson Brock. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Turn Ottoman, their leading scorer on the season, has not scored the ball game. Has been on the bench with two fouls since the first quarter. Inside Clark knocks it loose, and Natalie Clark with a steal for the Eagles. Timeout, Johnson Brock, they lead at 9-8. Back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
9-8, 3:11 to go in quarter number two here in the girls' A division semifinal of the next tournament. Johnson Brock leading 9-8. Southern Raiders have not scored here yet in the second quarter. We had the Chicago girls pitch a shutout in the second quarter of our first girls' semifinal today against Parkview Christian. Off the right side of the basketball, Bice dishes down low, bounce pass across the park. Threw it out to the left side, and four hops on the rim, up and down for Allie Rasmussen. She's got four ahead to Cooper. That's double dribble. All referees say she bobbled it. Well, hit your hand, and you drop it, then you catch it, you dribble. I thought that was double dribble. Cooper called for traveling in the middle. She got in the paint, got surrounded by Eagle defenders, and traveling violation is called by the official. All right, we come back the other way now. Johnson Brock ball up 11-8. To the front, down low to Knippelmeyer on the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Cooper. That was Rasmussen, on the shot. Rasmussen overplays the passing lane. Made him stop and reset. Troxel to the right side with the ball now to Wagner. Inside, spinning. Team is Clover. Gets it out of there to a teammate. Now Troxel for three. Short. And the rebound. Cooper put back up. No, but a whistle foul. We'll put Callie Cooper at the line to shoot two. Eagle foul called on Huckmeyer. Her second team foul number six on Johnson Brock. Cooper the line for the first time today. Up and good. She'll have one more coming here. That makes it 11-9. Sanford in there. Skylar Whip, 5'5 senior, checking in for Johnson Brock. Free throw up and good. And it is a 1-point ball game. 11-10. 2 minutes to go. First half. Right side of the ball, Chloe Weiss. Passes off, gets it back, starts in towards the hoop, cut off, spins it back out to the top, now to Rasmussen. Over the left side to Wick. And now her pass in the middle deflected, but it gets through. And now back over to the left side with it is Sanford. Warhoff on the rim. Oh boy, you talk about physical play underneath. They are banging in there. And a foul call well after the rebound. Foul on 30 of Johnson Brock, Coley Weiss reaching in there. Her first team foul number 7 will go to the other end. Shoot 1-1. At the free throw line is Elena Clover. 2 for 2 at the line. Clover ready. Eyes the bucket. And three Eagles in the lane. She'll, she gets three more. Three of them go. That's a lot. They all go at once. Don't normally see that. She gets a 2 over here. And good. So the front end of the 1-1 is good the second time. And we're tied at 11, our second tie. For the lead, Elena Buckmeyer, up and good. Well, 11, the Raiders lead for the fourth lead change of the game. Here we go to the front court. Johnson Brock, Audrey Sanford dumps it underneath. Oh, but a foul as the ball is put up by Weiss. Chloe will go to the line to shoot two here. So the foul on the Raiders this time. On Addison Young, who checked in there on us, her first team foul number 6. Free throw up, free throw no good. She'll get another one here. Johnson Brock will bring Natalie Knippelmeyer back to the ball game in place of Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Again, Taryn Austin has been on the bench this entire second quarter and part of the first with two fouls. Second one up and good, and we're tied at 12. So 12 to 12 we go here. To the front, Cooper fouled, running into her. That's going to be Weiss, first second. And back to the line for 1-1 is Callie Cooper. Cooper is 2-for-2 at the line so far. Up, and now 2-for-3. Free throw no good. Raiders come down with it, throw it out to Cooper. She fires a triple, no good. Skylar with the rebound. She'll bring it up herself on the right side of the floor. Left side now it goes. With the ball down the right side, Sanford. Back out, pass deflected, but it gets through there. To Knippelmeyer, back to Witt. 53 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Catch on the right side of the floor. They try to bounce it inside the park. Tipped away. Cooper ends up with it. And up the floor come the Raiders. Get the ball out top. Now into Cooper against three Eagle defenders. A little jump hook is good. She's got 6 and the foul on Natalie Clark. Her first, team foul number 9. Out of the game, Chloe Weiss. She'll be replaced in the Eagle lineup now. Back in there, Buckmeyer, free throw, in and out, long go. Clark the rebound, lost the handle on it, and gets away to Sanford. That is now 14-12. We'll come the other way. Eagle ball, three-pointer, swish from outside. Nellie Knippelmeyer with 5. And the Eagles lead it 15-14. 12 seconds on the clock. Ball batted away. Stolen by the Eagles. Sanford, front court, 6 seconds. Leads the ball back and down the lane. Off the glass. No good by Knippelmeyer. That ends our first half. Johnson Brock 15. And the Southern Raiders 14. 15-14 is our halftime score in this girls' A division semifinal at the Medeckis tournament. We will wrap up the first half scoring after this 2-minute timeout on TTMC.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee-owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime in the girls' A division, second semifinal of the day, and it is a lead for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 15-14. Johnson Brock is 1-for-4 at the free throw line, while Southern Raiders are 6-of-8 here in the first half. Scoring for the Eagles in the first half, we've got 5 points for Natalie Knippelmeyer, 4 for Allie Rasmussen, 3 in the ball game for Audrey Sanford, 2 for Brooklyn Barons, 1 for Chloe Weiss, for their total of 15. For Southern, it's 6 for Elena Clover in the ball game, including 4 of 4 at the line. Maddie Wagner has 2, and we have 6 for Callie Cooper for their total of 14. Earlier today, in the other A Division semifinal, Sacred Heart with the win advances to the championship game tomorrow night at 8:15 against the winner of this game. That final, Sacred Heart 48 and Parkview 20. In a B Division semifinal over at the Biak City Auditorium, Bruni Davenport Shickley improved to 10-3 with a 45-32 win over Johnson County Central. So Johnson County Central will play for third tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear that game tomorrow afternoon. Johnson County Central taking on either HTRS or Exeter Milligan. Coming up later tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart boys scheduled for a 6:30 tip time against the Palmyra Panthers in a boys A division semifinal round game. Then we'll switch over to the Beatrice City Auditorium for the late game tonight. In the B division, Pawnee City plays HTRS, and Randy Gattu will have that one for you tonight at 8:30 at the middle school. 15-14, the lead belongs to the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll be back and talk more about that after this 2 minute timeout. A check of the weather. We'll be back in just about 5 minutes on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply,
We take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from Friday morning until Saturday morning. As we go into Friday, we will start to see chances for rain and snowfall as we go throughout the evening. This is due to a low-pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas that's going to start shifting south across the state of Iowa to Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Total snowfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. As we go into the rest of the weekend, however, we are going to start to see chances for warming temperatures, and we'll actually go above average temperatures yet again, seeing highs in the upper 40s on Tuesday. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies, the low around 30 degrees. For Friday, we'll start to see snow showers and drizzle in the morning with cloudy skies and a high at 40 degrees. And Friday night, more chances for snow and drizzle. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 50.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game. Hear a concert. See a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
15-14, Johnson Brock leading at halftime of our girls' B-Division semifinal here. The winner moves on to play St. Herb for the championship tomorrow night at 8:30. As I said, the 2007 St. Herb girls' B-Division championship team will be honored tomorrow night at halftime of that game. And I know St. Herb's hoping to get some of those girls back. And I know the coaches of that team will be here, Luke Sano and Adam Sano. And I imagine some of those girls will be here as well for that contest. It's going to be Eagles basketball to start this third period. They lead it 15-14. We've had three ties and five lead changes here so far in this ball game today. We're ready to roll. Johnson Brock will go left to right as we look at it toward the south goal here. We're on the west side looking east of the Beatrice City Auditorium. Off the floor of the basketball now we go around to the left side and back around the perimeter. To the right side. And now bounce it down low. Dribbling, holding with the basketball. Hallie Rasmussen out to the top. Now around the right side, driving the ball in and losing control of it. Now getting it back will be Hallie Rasmussen. Now they're to scrum. And Johnson Brock ends up with the ball on a floater off the glass. No. Ball shot by Barron will go. Another jump ball, held ball. It will go to the Raiders as the finally Troxel able to corral it for a moment. And then a Johnson Brock player got in there on her. this is a rough and tough ball game. Up the floor we go with the basketball now. Raiders have it. Over on the far side, hanging it with Troxel in the left corner. Down to Wagner, trying to go inside. Johnson Brock after it. Southern girls, a couple have lost their glasses here in this ball game. High post to Cooper, back out to the top to Wagner. Wagner passes off, gets it right back to the right side. Riley Forney short. Name. Cooper back out, Troxel for three. Got it. Side of the circle. Troxel with her first field goal of the ball game. Gives her team a lead, 17-15. Here's a three-pointer at the other end, up, no good. Rebound, and now here's the Raiders on the run. Cooper down the paint, up, left side, no. Falling shot won't go, and the rebound grabbed up by Taryn Hoffman, who's playing with two fouls. Didn't play at all in the second quarter for Johnson Brock. The last shot put down by Knippelmeyer for the Eagles. Now she gets into a double team, and her pass out of there between the two defenders is stolen by Cooper. Cooper will give the ball off to Ottman, or excuse me, to Wagner. Troxel again, back out to the top of the ball to Wagner and Troxel. They play catch beyond the three-point line. Holding it. Back to the middle of the floor. Wagner passes off, gets it back. Cooper has it. Two-point lead for the Raiders. Troxel drives, trapped on the baseline. Can she get out of this pickle? Finally gets it out with a bounce pass to Cooper, the sideline, and Cooper's going to go all the way from the baseline, out beyond the three-point line, drive to the hole, and put it up and in. She's got eight with the layup. 19-50, that might be the biggest lead of the ball game. We come the other way, short on the shot. Ball is shot by the Eagles. No good by Taryn Hoffman, but she is fouled on the shot. Foul will be on Kendra Troxel, her first. Team foul number one of the half here. Ottman at the line. Sets, fires, got it. One for three at the line. Now that's her first point of the ballgame. Her free throws have a very low trajectory. Getting ready, fires. That's the best looking free throw she's had tonight. She makes them both. So it's 19-17, Raiders. 5:05 to go. There's a carry. All how guys say had to, since she stayed on top of that, oh my. And now over and back as the Raiders throw it away. Well, either way, Johnson Brock basketball. 5 minutes to go in the third. Looking for a tie or the lead of the long ball here. Off the floor, right side to the basketball to Rasmussen. She has six in the ball game. Here to dribble drive off the glass, short, no good by Knippelmeyer. And another scrum on the floor. We got bodies all over the place. Held ball, this time will stay in the Johnson Brock end. So it's Eagle ball. Inbounding will be Behrens from the baseline. Looking it out top. Dishes it off. Back it goes now to Audrey Sanford. Audrey's setting the offense against the zone here. Drill out top, penetrates right side, down to the right corner. Rasmussen inside and a jump hook. No for Ottman. Rebound to the Raiders and they'll come off the floor with the ball. 19-17. Lead and the ball. Troxel left side. In the corner, gets it back. Playing catch there with Wagner. Wagner says, I can't get in there this way. I'll go to the top and reset. She'll try the right side to Riley Forney short. Now Troxel for three. Well off the mark. Comes down to Behrens. Behrens. Coming up the floor. Quick pass to the left corner to Rasmussen. And over the top of everything and everybody. Out of bounds it goes. It will be Raider ball. Out of the game comes Rasmussen and Knippelmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer checks in for Johnson Brock. Sanford stays in, and also in there is Chloe Weiss. to the front court. Troxel with the dribble, cut off. Leaves the ball back in the middle of the floor to Wagner. Right side. Morning short with the ball. Now passes it back out and a drive. And a pass out to the top to the Johnson Brock bench. Out of bounds. The Eagles get the ball on the Raider turnover. I don't have many coaches who are very happy right now with this way this is going for their team. All right, front court, Eagle ball. With the ball, that is Weiss. Down in the corner, shot away, no good by Buckmeyer. Chased down her own rebound in the corner, and they get it away to Weiss, and a timeout called out of the trap by Coach Atkinson. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
19-17, the Southern High Raiders with the lead here in the third quarter. Over Johnson Brock, 3:09 to go in this contest. Virginia 3:09 in the third quarter. We've had five lead changes and three ties so far in the ballgame. Johnson Brock ball on the sideline, about 15 feet up off the baseline, on the near right side. Ball comes in to Weiss. Lob it in, trying to get it in there, taken away, it is stolen away, trying to get it into Brooke Behrens. The other way we go, up the floor with it will be Wagner. Back left side to Troxel, back to Wagner. Wagner holds the ball, goes to 40. And threw the ball to the corner, and I believe the Raider recipient of that pass was standing on the sideline out of bounds. You know, we told you a lot of times over the years with this court, there's about a 6-inch paint stripe down the side that's out of bounds. It's small, and you don't always notice. You see a lot of turnovers that way in this tournament over the years. Left side, Eagles with the basketball. And now driving up, and a shot on the way, no good by Knippelmeyer. And we've got a held ball that will go to the Raiders on the rebound, tying up in there again with Rasmussen. 2:31 to go in the third. Little pressure by the Eagles all the way up. And the ball tipped and stolen by Knippelmeyer. Pushed it ahead, and now a bounce pass underneath the bucket to Rasmussen. Caught it, elevated, and got fouled as she tried to go for the shot. Foul will go against Kendra Troxel, her second. Team foul number two of the half, and at the line will be Rasmussen. Hallie's first trip to the line has, and no, just 6 points so far. Looking to chip a point off that lead here for the Raiders if she can make this free throw. Free throw up and rattles around and goes. Rasmussen makes it a 1-point game, 19-18, Raiders. Pressure again, Troxel up the floor to a trap, and the mid-court strike. Coach Murphy calls timeout, says, why do we dribble to the corner and stop? Well, the coaches have asked that question over the years. Time out. Back in 30 seconds on
PTNC. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The ready to go here in the third quarter again. 2:06 to go in the period. 1-point lead for the Raiders of Southern High. Jonathan Brock still huddled up down there. Alright, here we go. Raider ball between the score table and their bench. Ball comes in. Troxel looking. High post they go. Back up to Troxel against the zone. Oh, they go in. Cut off. Give it to Troxel to the right side of the floor to Wegner. Wegner will give the ball off. Drilling across and now back to Troxel. Troxel to the right side and back. She gets it. Two is off to Wegner, and a three-pointer on the right side. Good. Five. That's going to be Riley Corney. Her first points of the ballgame, and it's 22-18. The Raiders lead. Minute 27 to go on the third. 4 points, I believe, the biggest lead of the game for the Raiders. At the other end, the Eagles play catch. No-look pass underneath. Two-footer from the right side. Up and good. By Rasmussen, he's got 9. It's 22-20. The Raiders with the lead in 1:03 to go in the first third. To the front, Troxel about lost it on the dribble. Passes off and gets it right back now. Out to the top they go. Take it over to the right side to Troxel. Should go back to Wegner in the middle. High post, out to Wegner. Downloaded Cooper on the right block. Forces her way in, can't get it. Weak side offensive rebound, put back no good by Alana Clover, and she will be fouled. Will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Natalie Knippelmeyer, that'll be her first foul. Excuse me, I had her for two, that's her first. First foul of the half on the Eagles. Free throw up, no good. So, at the line, Maddie Wagner. Second up, rattles, no. Cooper had it, lost it, and it belonged to Johnson Brock with 40 seconds to go in the third. The Eagles looking for the tie or a lead with a long ball here. They have not made a three-pointer today. Here's a two-point shot on the right side up. No good by Knippelmeyer. Follow shot up and good. And Hoffman on the bucket. Her first of the ball game, I believe that was Sarah. She has 4 now, and we're tied at 22. We come the other way with the basketball now. Wegner with 14 seconds on the clock. Over the left side, 40 short. Passes off, gives it right back to her. 5 on the clock, and a 3 ball for 40 short. No. Rebound grabbed up there by Chloe Weiss, and we have settled nothing after 3. 22 apiece here at the Active City Auditorium. We're back in 1 minute on TDNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter. The lead to 2. The Johnson, no lead, 22-22. Leading off the fourth quarter, it is Southern ball. Shot in the lane. 10-footer, no good. Rebound to the Eagles. Audrey Sanford got bumped and traveled with the ball as she tried to wheel out of there with it. So the Raiders get it right back. bring the ball into paint, back out it goes around the perimeter, playing catch out top, Troxel in the high post now, get it back out of there, and Forney short for three from the left side, no, push foul on the rebound on the Raiders, foul on Maddie Wagner, I've got her for three, scoreboard says two, okay. At any rate, that's three team fouls. 30 seconds gone by. Jump shot, right side. Can look for him by Rasmussen. No. Foxel, the rebound. Double teamed. It's on the deck. Throws it out of there now. Up the floor to Cooper, ahead of the pack. John Zabrock races back. Cooper will shoot it and score it from about 6 feet. He's got 10 in the ball game. Here we come the other way. The Eagles trailing by a deuce. Minute gone by now in the fourth quarter. Out top, Rasmussen holds it, and the ball is kicked by Cooper. Kicking the ball is Cooper. Johnson Brock will have it on the side right in front of their bench. Ball comes in with it now. Right side down now to Rasmussen. Double team as they go to Sanford in the post. She dribbles out of there. Takes the ball over to the right side and a two-pointer up. No good by Rasmussen. Rebound to the Raiders ahead of the pack. Cooper again. Layup is good. Cooper hustling back, puts her team ahead by four. 26-22 at the 6:34 mark. At the other end, a drive, a shot, a score, and a foul. Driving in there to get the two is Brooklyn Barron, her second field goal of the night. Foul on the Raiders, going to go on Wagner. Now, that is her third. Team foul number four. And it's Barron's at the line to make it a one-point ball game if she can here. And she does. 26-25. Brooklyn Barons with a bucket has 5 points. 6:13 to go. To the front court now. Cooper with it. Get the ball to Troxel. Back down left side. Wagner. Wagner goes high post with it there. Over. Now out to Troxel for three on the rim. No. Up over the backboard. Didn't touch anything. Barons grabs the rebound on the baseline. And to the front court, here come the Eagles, and we got a foul on the pass. Foul on Cooper, that's going to be her third. Team foul number five. Now the Eagles, Barons will inbound from the baseline. Looks out top with it, swing it right side. Back down the court, Barons up, and two-pointer. Put on the line, she's got seven. And the Eagles lead 27-26 at the 5:41 mark. And now we got a push foul in the backcourt. Foul on Johnson Brock, going to be on Audrey Sanford, her first. That's not all bad, though. That's just their second team foul this half. And if we get down to that foul situation late in the game, you don't want to have to foul a lot. Cooper dribbles left, spins into the lane, scoops with the right, buries it, and got fouled by Buckmeyer. Just called for her third foul. Cooper, 14 in the game, 6 in the quarter already. Is now up and good. Cooper got them both. She's got 15. And the score now, it is 29-27. Another lead change in this one. And here the takeaway by the Raiders at the other end. Back up the floor. Cooper dishes off the gut foul as she made the pass. And Eagles got her on the arm. Foul on Sanford, her third, her second, excuse me. Team foul number four. Everybody lines up sideline to sideline along the baseline. Lob it in the middle. The catch made there by Clover to Riley Forney short. Now they play catch around the perimeter with a 2-point lead. Warning, short right side of the high post to Clover. Knocked away. The chase is on as a foul will be on Bice of the Eagles. Chloe with her third. Team foul number five. So, J.J. Johnson brought to pick up four quick fouls there. That's their 15th foul. Cooper to the front, over to the right side, and now back in the middle to Wagner. 29-27, and double dribble. Wagner tried to stop and make a pass, and got called for the double dribble turnover. It will ball now to Johnson Brock. Weiss comes out, not very happy with herself. Up the floor comes Johnson Brock. Down in the right corner with the ball back out top now to Nippelmeyer. Fires short, no good. Rebound grabbed by a Wagner. Wagner coming up the floor, ahead to Cooper on the left side. Leaves it back for Troxel. Wagner, middle of the floor, against the zone defense with 4:18 to play in the game. 29-27. Raiders lead it, spinning in Cooper. Oh, she pushed off, no call, and hit the ball away. She's got 17, and it's 31-27. 4:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Out to the right side, driving up, free throw and jumper. Good, a high arcing shot by Knippelmeyer. She has five. 29-31-29, a traveling violation on the cross-court pass by the Raiders. 3:48 to go, timeout, Johnson Brock. Back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
31-29, Southern High Raiders leading Johnson Brock with 3:48 to go here in the fourth quarter of this ball game. It's been a back and forth ball game, four ties. We've had seven lead changes in the ball game. So Johnson Brock will inbound right by their own bench. The trigger person is Hallie Rasmussen, the junior. She'll go to Sanford. Head down to her favorite right corner. And now Barron dribbles around the pick, and we've got an offensive foul on the unit by Hallie Rasmussen. Her first team foul number six. Goes Mitchell Atkinson, walks over the bench, throws his hands out, says, what did she do? All right, up the floor, Wagner down through, pass tipped, Cooper ends up with it. Now Troxel, you don't want Cooper to have it. She's got 9 points here in the fourth quarter. Taking Cooper, drives baseline, pulls up, short off the glass, rebound brought down by Ottoman. Karen, the freshman, coming up the floor, held 4 points so far in his ballgame. Off the right side, down in the corner, and back out to the top with the ball. Knippelmeyer, pass, tip, stolen, and then traveling by Southern. So it stays on the Johnson Brock in with 3:01 to go. From the baseline, they'll trigger it in. Bring it in, and a bounce pass quickly to Sanford. Down it goes to Ottoman on the right side. Spins all the way around. Now dribbles. High arcing shot. Good again from Knippelmeyer. She's got seven, and we are 31-31 at the 2:45 mark. Here's a ball tip. Controlling it. Wagner ahead to Cooper. Leaves it off to her teammate on the right side and back to Wagner. 2.5 to play in a tie ball game. Wagner slows it down off the Troxel. They overplay the passing lane. Now a pass tip stolen by Johnson Brock. On the run the other way. Sanford all the way in. No. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Clover. Clearly, Eagles had a 2-on-1 there. Couldn't get the pass away. 2:05 to go. 31 apiece. Take the ball to the top to Wagner on the left side. Coach Jeff Murphy directing traffic. Says, throw it over to Cooper. Let her work. Cooper down the right side all the way to the hole. Throw it off the glass. Got it again. She's got 19. 33-31. The lead to Southern. For the answer, the right corner, no. Rebound, offensive end by Autumn, and threw it away. The first shot put up by Rasmussen, and now a blocking foul on Perrin to Johnson Brock will be her third, team foul number 7, and will shoot 1-1 at the other end with a minute 31 to go. Cooper will go to line. She's got 19. She's 1, 2, 3 out of 5 at the line in this ball game. 1-1 here. Ready. Short. No good. Rebound tip. Cooper ends up with it. In the paint. No. Trainable for the rebound. Body's all over the floor. Held ball will go to the Eagles, and it does. So the Eagles get it with a minute 25 to go in the ball game. Down 2. Inbounding will be Allie Rasmussen. She'll bring the ball in and up the floor. Sanford. Dishes off, gets it back from Barron to the top. Ottman for 2. Off the right side, right. No good. Rebound. Wagner nearly turned it over all the way up the court. She goes flying in from behind and knocking it away will be Audrey Sanford with 62 seconds to go. Timeout. Southern. They're up 33-31. We're back in 30 seconds on KTXC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got 62 seconds left in this one. In regulation, Johnson Brock down by 2 to the Southern High Raiders here. All right, Johnson Brock breaks the huddle. It will be Southern basketball. Southern, 11 points here so far in this fourth quarter. 9 for Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock cannot hit double digits in a quarter yet. This is their highest scoring quarter so far with 9. So the ball comes in, knocked away from Cooper. The Eagles steal it. The other way is Sanford ahead. It's out. It's off the mark on the layup. No good. Rasmussen a little out of control. They got the rebound and a timeout called by Johnson Brock. Say they had the rebound. So, 54 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
33-31, Southern with the lead over Johnson Brock and our girls. Key division semifinal at the Medeckis tournament. Southern 12-1, Johnson Brock 10-2 on the year. I believe the Eagles have a timeout left. Barron will bring in, shot of the way, too strong, no good by Knippelmeyer, rebound, Troxell, and she will be fouled immediately with 48 seconds to go. foul on Karen Ottman, her third. She picked up two in the first quarter. 18 fouls now, 1-1. Prontor Perline, for the first time, has 3 points in the ballgame. Free throw up, no. Long rebound comes out. Natalie Knippelmeyer off the floor. Cooper swiped at it, came off empty. Left side to the floor, and pass out to the top again. Knippelmeyer holds it, skips it across. Cooper swiped at it again, missed. Shot partially blocked, brought down by Clover. And a timeout called by the Raiders with 29 seconds to go. Still up two, again back in 30 seconds.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
33-31, the lead to the Raiders over Johnson Brock here with 29 seconds to go. The Raiders have the basketball. Foul by the Eagles to put the Raiders in the line for their final 1-1. Raiders, I believe, have two timeouts left. I think Johnson Brock has one. Triggering the ball in will be Maddie Wagner. She's the point guard. And they just went all the way up the floor. Nobody saw her. Oh, she traveled with it. No call and then a foul. Oh, I thought for all the world that Riley Forney Short traveled with that basketball before she got it on the deck. But they call a foul on Johnson Brock. It's 1-1. The foul on Barron is her fourth. First free throw attempt for Forney Short. Oh, no. Rebound. Ottoman. 24 seconds to go. Cross court he goes. Get the ball up. Get a drive. And a timeout called by Johnson Brock. That was either going to be an offensive foul or a defense foul. I would have hated to have had to make that call. Timeout, Johnson Brock. Back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
90 seconds left. Johnson Brock ball underneath their own basket. They do not have any timeouts left now. That was their final timeout, but it probably saved a possession for them. Cooper went down hard. She came off a lot of pain, but she's back in there guarding the inbounder. Looking, Cooper tips it. It goes to Sanford. Shot, and she is fouled underneath the paint, in the paint, and will go to the line to try to tie it with 16 seconds left. Foul on Maddie Wagner, her fourth foul. Oh, no, 32, excuse me. That's where we got messed up earlier. Free throw good by Sanford. She'll get one more to try to tie it. 16 seconds to go for the tie. Good, Jumbo. 33 apiece, 36, 16 seconds to go. Cooper up the floor to the side, across midcourt. Troxel is 7 to Cooper. Timeout to Southern. 6 seconds to go. They take a 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. and now mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6 seconds on the clock. 33-33 between Southern and Johnson Brock. Fourth quarter, girls A division semifinal. The winner gets Sagar for the championship tomorrow night. Inbounding in front of her bench will be Wagner. Maddie inbounded to Cooper. Cooper will drive. There's a pick all the way to the home. No good. And we're going to overtime. 33-33, and Cooper gets up limping badly as she went down hard. 33 apiece. We're back in 1 minute on TTN.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Fast Global Solutions.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at Fast. We are proud to be 100% employee owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we are back here and ready for the overtime period. And suffering a blow is Southern Raiders, as they have Callie Cooper out of the game. She went down hard there in that exchange in regulation and was limping badly coming off the floor. So she's not in there to start this overtime period. The Raiders get it. They go to Trotsky. We will play 4 minutes of this overtime period. Cooper back over to the bench here, off the right side. Into the game for her is number 12, Addison Young. I don't know that they've played anymore. Addison Young might have played a little bit in the first half, but I think they played the whole game with basically five players. Troxel for three, no, rebound, weak side, brought down by Barron. She four fouls. Gives the ball to Sanford. Win number 11 for Johnson Brock. They win. Here's an 18-footer in the right baseline. No. Rebound, Hoffman. Oh, what, didn't go back up. Kicks it out. And a bucket from inside the three-point line. Good. For Aubrey Sanford. She has seven. And the lead to Johnson Brock, 35-33. The other end we go now. 35-33. Southern with the ball, moving it to the left side, pass tip to get through there with the basketball. Riley Forney Sanford goes to the paint, dishes it out, and now Wagner down the line. Floater, no. On the rim, looks like she got it back, missed it again, got it back again, no. Whistle and a foul, and we've got two Raiders on the floor. Coach Mitchell Atkinson yelling as loud as he can, rebound. Foul on Johnson Brock on Ottman, her fourth. Team foul number 10. Free throw up. Good. Wagner was 0 for 2 prior to that. It's 35-34. It's 35-34. No good. Barron's the rebound. Barron's and Ottman, four fouls apiece for Johnson Brock. To the front, a lob down to the side, right side, full foot baseline jumper, good. Holly Rasmussen in double figures with the 11, 37-34. Quickly the other way, Cooper back in the ballgame now, patrolling that middle for Southern. Down in the right block with the basketball, and Elena Clover, out to Troxel. 2:06 to go in the overtime. Cooper off the glass. No. Follow-up. No good by Kroger. She got it back again. She shoots it again. Got it. Kroger with it. She has 8. It's 37-36. Johnson Brock can't keep him off the offensive glass. Out to the top. Whipping a bad pass down. Knocked out of bounds by Kroger. Tried to go out on the side again, and never know where to go with that pass. But Johnson Brock from the sideline to inbound the ball. They get it in there for Knippelmeyer. Around the perimeter, back to Sanford. Audrey Holt guarded by Cooper. Back to Knippelmeyer. 1:34 and counting, a 1-point lead. 3-ball. In, out, no good. Follow a foul. Allie Knippelmeyer, Allie Rasmussen the rebound. Tried to put it back and got fouled. The foul is on Kendra Troxel, her third. Team foul number 7. So at the line will be Knippelmeyer Rasmussen with 11 points. Looking up, got it. That makes it 38-36. 2-point lead again. Rasmussen already up. Got it, nothing but net. She made 3 in a row now. 39-36, Johnson Brock. Troxel, left side, with the ball, out top, Wagner. 1:20 to go, the lead is 3 for the Eagles in overtime. Take the ball to the right side, and a 3-pointer off the mark, no good by Forney Scott. And a foul on the rebound, going to be called, or they're out of bounds. They're out of bounds, I guess, on the rebound. All of our games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button. Pick DPNC from all those stations that drop down there of our family of radio stations. Sanford to the front court, guarded by Troxel. Goes around, all the way to the hole, left hand, it won't go. And a rebound out of bounds. Ball is sick, goes off. Ball is sick, goes off Clover. Had they not pulled it off her, it probably should have been a foul. And she made contact from behind, 55 seconds to go. Trying to make it a two-possession game. Guarded by Cooper. Picked up her dribble, needs help. Still looking, and the timeout called by Johnson Brock. Coach Jeff Murphy is very unhappy. He won a five-second call. He is a third of the way out on the floor, and the official is not happy about that. We're back in 30 seconds. On KPNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
47 seconds left. Johnson Brock with no timeouts left. They got an extra one with the overtime. They saved the possession there. Trying to make it a two-possession game. They lead by 3. It looks like the Raiders are going to come out and play man-to-man here. Inbound the ball to Sanford. Headed back toward the midcourt circle, around the back of the dribble. Moving up. You wanted one on a foul. She's dribbling. Boy, been dribbling a long time. Chased by the Raiders. By Troxel. Gets it inside, and offense finally gets loose. And it's 31-36. Nice pass down the right side. Cooper off the glass, no rebound, Ottman fouled by Cooper. They both end up on the deck, foul on Cooper. Kelly picks up her fourth foul. And to the free throw line will go Ottman, who is 2-for-4 in the ballgame, has 6 points. Into the game, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. For Johnson Brock, along with Chloe Weiss again. So Ottman ready. This is 1-1. Up. Missed it. Rebound loose. The chase is on. John Brooks saved it. And a push foul. A push foul on the Raiders. That foul on Fort. That one might very well save the Pagans for Johnson Brock there at the free throw line. Buckmeyer for the first time in the game. Huh? No. Rebound brought down. Wagner on the run the other way. Down by five. Shoots and a foul. Oh my. A foul inside the paint on Audrey Sanford. Give him a chance to score with the clock stopped. With 12 seconds to go. Wagner at the line. Up, no good. The Raiders missed all three of their front end of their 1-1 in the fourth quarter. That hurt them. Free throw up. No. Rebound. Cooper has it. Up. No. And she got fouled. And that's going to be it. Ottman probably just fouled out. No. The foul's on two. Okay. Well, Barron's fouled out. Wrong player. Excuse me. 9 seconds to go in the overtime. Brooklyn Barron's fouls out with 7 points. She comes out. Weiss comes out. Back in comes Rasmussen and Knippelmeyer. Cooper at the line has 19 points in the ball game. Now that one's off, no good. They went 1-for-5 in the fourth quarter at the line. Right now they are 1-for-4, 1-for-5, and 1-for-6 in this overtime. And the rebound comes down off the hands of Natalie Knippelmeyer. Rolls out of bounds with 7 seconds to go. So again, triggering in will be Maddie Wagner. Logs in, Cooper catches, shoots, and scores. He's got 21. It's 41-38 with 6 seconds left in this overtime period. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6 seconds up on the clock in our overtime period. Johnson Brock up 41-38. Outscoring Southern so far in its overtime period 8-5. All right, up the floor we go. Johnson Brock basketball. Triggering will be Natalie Knippelmeyer, a freshman. Cooper will guard the inbounder. And it comes in to Ottman. And she got fouled with 5 seconds to go. Foul will go against the Raiders. And it's going to be called on 23. That is Clover. Elena fouls out with 8 points in the ball game. For 5 seconds to go in the overtime. And my pen just died. Well, that's no good. Well, it's great. Here we go. Free throw up and good by Austin. Shooting two here. And that makes it 42-38. That one is a tight seal. This one will wrap it up, and it does. 43-38. And 1 second, Cooper doesn't get a shot off. And Johnson Brock advances to the title game for the 43-38 overtime victory over the Southern Raiders. Southern now 12-2 on the year. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on PTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Wrap up of that ball game, an overtime victory for the Johnson Brock Eagles, now 11-2 on the year. They're led tonight by Hallie Rasmussen with 13 points, 8 for Taryn Ottman, 7 each for Natalie Knippelmeyer, Andre Sanford, and Brooklyn Behrens, and 1 point in the ball game for Chloe Weiss. They won 11 of 17 at the free throw line in the ball game. They won by 5. Southern now 12-2 on the year. They're led by Callie Cooper with 21 points tonight. 8 for Elena Clover where she fouled out. And then 3 each for Kendra Troxell, Maddie Wagner, and Riley Forney Scott. Southern in the fourth quarter in overtime went 2 for 11 at the free throw line of this ball game. The boys are out warming up for the first boys A division semifinal. Sacred Heart. We'll take on the Palmyra squad. We'll be back with that one coming up here in about 10 or 12 minutes on TTNC.